This is 7AD, and it's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
How you going, Darren?
Going very well. All right, so today we're going to talk about solar facts and figures, and you've got some big numbers to talk about today.
We have, yeah. So the other week, I had the pleasure to be able to address the Kentish Probus Club, and I put together a little PowerPoint show, and in the process of creating that, I came across some interesting numbers and facts that I'd share with the Power Savers listeners.
Right.
Now, the first one, I think we probably have talked about this before, but was in one single hour, there is enough solar energy hitting the entire planet to run the world for an entire year.
1 hour, 1 year.
Yeah. Now, I think this one fact alone shows to everyone that we do not have an energy problem, but only engineering problems on how do we capture, convert, store, and utilise the energy. So in theory, 1,000 square kilometres of solar panels could supply all of Australia's energy needs. Well, it sounds a lot. To put it in perspective, Tassie is 68,000 square kilometres, so 1/68 of Tassie. Let's talk terawatts. Australia uses around 280 terawatt hours of energy per year. Now, I was asked at the Probus meeting what a terawatt hour is.
I was just about to.
Yeah. Probably a terror is what you, when you read the, your power bill. But, yeah. But, yeah, so anyway, so I answered it this way. A megawatt hour is 1,000 kilowatt hours. And an average house uses, say, around 25 kilowatt hours a day, to put that into some kind of perspective.
Right.
Yeah. There is 1,000 megawatt hours in a gigawatt hour. And to put that in perspective, when we're exporting to the mainland, it's around about 500 megawatt, and 2 hours of that would be 1 gigawatt hour.
Gotcha.
Yeah. There is 1,000 gigawatt hours in a terawatt hour.
Okay.
So Australia uses 280 terawatt hours per year. What's interesting is Australia's landmass averages around 16.1 million terawatt hours of solar energy hitting it every year.
Okay.
There. So, well, the country uses 280 terawatt hours. Australia has 16 million terawatt hours of solar energy. That's around 12,000 times more energy than we would ever need.
Okay.
Yeah. All the energy we're using today comes from the sun, except nuclear. We put that in to one side. So coal, gas, oil are all examples of ancient photosynthesis of plants and also animal matter that has been trapped underground with pressure and time changed to compressed hydrocarbon form. We have, since the Industrial Revolution, been digging this stuff out of the ground as quick as we can and burning it. But the scientific consensus is we need to leave it in the ground to keep that ancient carbon locked up. Solar, wind and wave energy are all from the sun as well. Wind and waves are connected. Wind is caused by the heating and cooling of the planet as it turns. So everything we have today and tomorrow and in the past has all been due to sunlight.
Yep.
Now, the last cool number, and it's probably the most important number, is just this year alone across the globe, there has been $360 billion invested into renewable energy. It's an energy and economical renaissance.
Hmm.
Future generations will look back at this moment in history in the same way we look at the Industrial Revolution and how it kicked off an entire new direction for humanity. It's pretty exciting stuff. So, Darren, next time you're at a barbecue and solar power or new energy comes up, you hopefully you'll be able to reel off some of these little cool factoids. I can guarantee you'll be the coolest person in the room.
Yeah. Better the old, did you know?
Yeah. There's some of those 16 million terawatts of solar energy are hitting your roof each and every day. It might be time to put it to work. You know, solar power or solar hot water should definitely be on everyone's mind if they haven't done it already, because 2.68 million homes around Australia that have already made the leap. So actually, you're not even an early adopter anymore. You're actually running behind if you haven't got it.
Yeah.
Having access to the energy that's on your roof might well be worth investigating.
Indeed.
Yeah. And so if you'd like to book me for a speaking event, myself or Nick for a speaking event, just give the office a call on 1300 502 599, as we really like to get out into the community and answer questions that everyone has around renewable energy and take some of the mystery out of it.
Well, because it's no longer a niche industry.
No. No,
it's very mainstream around the world now.
Yeah, it's established. Every single day my email is being flooded with news of big projects popping up all over the world. Yeah. In Australia. Battery projects, solar projects, you know, wind projects. It's still rising. We haven't even hit the plateau yet. Mm. But the mum and dad stuff, the domestic stuff, well, that's well established.
Yeah, well, I mean, you just got to drive around and look at solar panels on people's roofs. You can hardly drive down a street now without at least seeing one or two.
And I'm even worse because I drive around with my kids and I go...
Well, you go solar spot.
I go, I put that one up.
I did that.
I put that one up. I didn't do that.
No one's dodgy. Yeah. Anyway, for the good stuff, you've got great panels, you've got great expertise, and consultation is the key. You know, buying stuff out of the box... online, one size doesn't fit all. You might buy something that's too big for what you need.
And a lot of this stuff doesn't have any after-sale service.
Yeah. So for what you need, go and see Adrian and the team at 56 Sheffield Road, Spraydon, DMS Energy on the net, and Facebook if you've got a question.
Yep, the showroom at 56 Sheffield Road, and find us on Facebook or find us on our website and put in a quote request form, and that's all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au.
Nice work. Talk to you next week.
Cheers, mate.